1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The man suspected of killing state lawmaker and her husband and injuring another lawmaker and his wife Saturday in Minnesota is due in court today, along with state charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office detailing it's pursuing federal charges against Vance Bolter. U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson alleges Bolter had plans to kill more.
In the early morning hours of June 14th, Bolter went to the homes of four Minnesota state politicians with the intent to kill them.
President Trump at the G7 summit in Canada, meeting with world leaders on trade talks and discussing the Middle East conflict and Russia's war in Ukraine. The president set to meet with Ukraine's leader on the sidelines. He also urged Iran to finalize a nuclear deal. Reports that Iran's state TV was knocked off the air today due to fresh Israeli strikes. And Israel is still searching for victims in Tel Aviv after Iranian missiles breached Israel's air defense and struck buildings. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The man accused of shooting two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses, killing two people, is in custody. With more, here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Officials say Vance Bolter impersonated a police officer early Saturday morning in order to kill Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark. Authorities say he also shot Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette, who have had surgery and are reportedly in stable condition. Authorities allegedly found a manifesto of sorts, which listed dozens of Democratic lawmakers he wanted to target. And a source confirmed to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel 11 Wisconsin lawmakers were on that list. At least one of his cars was found in Faxon, Minnesota, which is about a 90-minute drive west of the Wisconsin border.
Security for political events in Wisconsin was increased over this weekend as a result, including the Wisconsin Democratic Convention. The new chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin is Devin Remicker. Remicker was selected to replace Ben Wickler, who held the top spot for 6 years. Wickler endorsed Remicker for the position.
Especially given that I've been so in front of the scenes and Devin has been more behind the scenes helping make things happen inside the party, I wanted to give credit where credit was due and share what an extraordinary strategist and leader Devin has been in the party already, because I thought that would help equip voters to make the best decision as they cast their ballots in the chair's race.
Remicker said that Democrats need to have a strong message on the economy.
We need to be very clear and consistent in our messaging. You'll probably hear me say a lot that we are the party that fights for the working class, defends our rights and freedoms, and protects our very democracy. I think that is really at the heart of what the Democratic Party needs to stand for right now. We're going to repeat it in as many mediums as we can.
Remicker officially takes over on July 1st for an initial 2-year term. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers conquer the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have today off after beating the Cardinals 3-2 before a Father's Day crowd of over 40,000 fans. Top of the ninth, Nolan Arenado representing the tying run after getting on base following a dramatic 12-pitch at-bat against the Brewers closer, Trevor Megill. Pat Murphy's reaction after the game, a sigh of relief.
Whew. I guess if anyone's considering whether or not Arenado's a Hall of Famer, that at-bat in the ninth, I mean, that's special. That was a tremendous at-bat. But then for Megill and Contreras to weave through that thing like they did, that's super special.
So the Brewers winning 3 out of 4 against St. Louis. They'll face the Cubs in Chicago tomorrow night. Boys High School lacrosse. The Wanakee Warriors held on to win 9-8 over Wales Kettle Moraine to win their first ever WIAA state championship. That match held over the weekend at Bank of Sun Prairie Stadium. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
More clouds than sunshine today. Muggy and warm with highs reaching the mid-80s and scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and again late tonight. Some of them can be strong to severe, bringing hail and high winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll talk with Tom Kircher of Wisconsin Watch about the weekend headlines and also check in with Clean Wisconsin on Pollinator Month. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of the program. Mark Carney had to, the Prime Minister of Canada had to cut off Donald Trump today at the G7. He was just going on and on and on. He's increasingly resembling Hugo Chavez. Remember Hugo Chavez, the guy who, the supposedly Marxist dictator of Venezuela? And Chavez would do these like 4-hour speeches, and he'd just do these rambling press conferences. And, when everybody kind of applauded him when he came to New York and said that it smelled like sulfur because George W. Bush had been there. But really, he was a buffoon. And, increasingly, I think people are seeing Donald Trump as a buffoon, a dangerous one, who wants to turn America into something very different than what this country has historically been, but with this puny little, military parade and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, it turns out that the Department of Homeland Security had, this is a leaked memo, a couple of months ago, had issued this memo to their people, DHS, I'm assuming this would go out to like the FBI and, which is part of DHS and whatnot, saying that politicians are quote, increasingly vulnerable to attack in their own homes. And they said, noting a recent uptick in online messaging promoting attacks at their homes. Now, these are, of course, these are the MAGA people online. You find them in all these, dark corners of the internet, the like X and 4chan and whatnot, 8chan, whatever. But this DHS memo describing an escalating threat from potential attackers targeting public figures where they live. This is a verbatim quote from the report, quote, private homes often lack more robust security measures and are accessible with limited obstacles. But, what can you do? You're an elected official. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. A police car pulls into your driveway, and a guy dressed like a cop bangs on your door and says, police, open up, which is what this guy said. He was wearing a silicone mask, by the way, which is why the photo of him that they'd been circulating doesn't look like him. But what do you do? It's a tough one. And this is, I hope that this is not the beginning of more and more of this kind of thing. Meanwhile, Senator Mike Lee, the MAGA, I don't know what to call him, from Utah, I'm not going to descend into his level of childishness, fired off a whole series of messages on X. The first one said, this is what happens when Marxists don't get their way. Say what? He tweeted a picture, that famous picture of the the MAGA terrorist in Minneapolis. And again, I don't know why the media is not calling him the MAGA terrorist, and I don't know why Democrats haven't labeled him the MAGA terrorist. I think it's time that we identify this guy as who he is. He's the MAGA terrorist. But here's Mike Lee tweeting a picture of this guy with this, and it said, "This is what happens when Marxists don't get their way." Like, oh, it's a reasonable and responsible thing to go to Democrats' homes and shoot them dead because we think they're Marxists. I mean, how low can you go? He did another one that he thought was a joke. He again tweeted this guy's picture with the caption, "Nightmare on Wall Street," W-A-L-T-Z, or W-A-L-Z. Now, you know, Tim Walz, it's a reference to the governor of Minnesota. That's just incredible. People are tweeting back at him. "This is as ugly as you'll get from a politician after the murders of two people. Unacceptable doesn't come close to describing it." Another says, "When there's political violence in Western democracy, it's traditionally treated as a somber event for everyone to come together. That's disappeared. The victims were gunned down just a day ago, and a U.S. senator is mocking the event and hinting at a deranged conspiracy." That was from my friend Lee Fong, actually, the reporter. Another person, Brett Mysalas, you know, of the Midas Touch Network. He said, "Hard to figure out how to deal with the fact that so much of this country has become brain rotted by Trump and internet algorithms to the point where they are completely detached from reality and have zero sense of basic empathy or compassion." Incredibly grim stuff. Matt McDermott. "Yesterday, a Trump supporter went on an assassination spree targeting Democrats. Today, a GOP senator mocks their murder. This isn't politics. It's depraved moral rot." Max Burns, "When our elected leaders no longer care about political violence, we shouldn't be surprised when there is more political violence." Matthew Chapman tweeted, "If a Democratic senator posted a meme fantasizing about the assassination of, say, Greg Abbott or Ron DeSantis, Republicans would have the expulsion vote queued up for noon the next day, and at least a couple of Democrats would vote for it." Which is true, sadly. Michael Eric Garcia, he says, "I know we do this all the time, but imagine if a Democrat did something like this after Steve Scalise was shot or after Trump's assassination attempt." One guy who posts under Numbers Muncher, he said, "Mike Lee is a garbage human being mocking the assassination of two people by a man who is also in the Trump cult. Delete your account, seek help, and reflect on the life decisions that led you to this radicalized place." And then Billy Binion, he says, "Mike Lee's transformation from a principled, policy-driven lawmaker into a desperate bleep poster, crap poster, should be studied. Not the first time a middle-aged nerdy guy morphed into a teenager online after getting a taste of internet fame. Sad to watch." I think that's probably the most on-point one. But speaking of Vance Bolter, the MAGA murderer, the MAGA terrorist, there is a clip of him. He also was at one point in his life, was a pastor, a religious, a right-wing evangelist. And we're going to play audio out of, Nate's got some audio for us here, you guys. And this is from this is just from 4 years ago, not 2021. He went to the Democratic Republic of Congo. He had a translator translating his words into French. DRC was formerly a French colony. And this is the guy who murdered these state legislators in Minnesota. Here he is 5 years ago, 4 years ago in Africa.
"Non. And when I get excited,
et quand je suis excité,
I want to dance.
Je veux danser.
And what Jesus did for me,
c'est que Jésus a fait pour moi.
Jésus
est Dieu.
Almighty God.
C'est le Dieu puissant.
He saved my life.
Il a sauvé ma vie.
I'm excited about God.
Je suis excité de Dieu.
And I want to worship him.
Oh, je l'adore.
Because he's coming again.
Yeah, there you go. Meanwhile, calls are growing for Kristi Noem to resign. California Congressman, Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell is explicitly calling for this after the way that Senator Alex Padilla was treated. He said Kristi Noem should resign for what has happened on her watch. He said no one asked for this. We were promised violent criminals would be deported. Instead, they deported a four-year-old American citizen battling cancer. They arrested a U.S. Marshal over the weekend, a U.S. citizen, and now a U.S. senator, the second member of Congress in 45 days. So with their typical gravitas and seriousness, White House Director of Communications Stephen Chung immediately kicks back and says, Eric Swalwell, what? You're using like high school name calling? Eric Swalwell is taking orders from Fang Fang and spewing lies because he's an absolute joke of a person. Seriously? This is your response to a call for the department, the Secretary of Homeland Security to resign? Carolyn Leavitt, the White House press secretary, accused Padilla of being childish, claiming that he had crashed the press conference and was recklessly lunging at Noem. Yeah, we all saw the video. We all know that that's a lie. I mean, this is wild stuff. And then this treatment of a U.S. Marine and his wife. I got to tell you about that after the break. This is wild stuff. You know what's going on. And, well, actually, I'll just share that with you, and then I'll pick up your call. So stay with us. It's 16 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, fair and only slightly unbalanced. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We're now learning that the Mr. Jesus MAGA terrorist was actually surveilling his victims before he went and attacked them too.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. May 12th, the U.S. Department of Justice reportedly requested all the state of Colorado's records relating to the 2024 federal election and the preservation of records related to the 2020 election. The request may relate to President Trump's effort to free a convicted Colorado election official. The records request is massive. In November 2024, there were 4.65 million registered Colorado voters, 3.3 million of whom cast ballots in the presidential election. Then consider the records from every electronic ballot tabulator, voter registration and verification documents for each voter, and more. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold told NPR, "What they're going to do with all this data, I don't know, but I'm sure they'll use it to push their ridiculous disinformation and lies to the American public," she said. There is speculation that it may be related to convicted Mesa County elections official Tina Peters, sentenced to 9 years for giving voting machine access to conspiracy theorists tied to MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. The week before the Colorado records request, DOJ was directed by President Trump to, quote, take all necessary action to help secure the release of Peters. To date, Colorado has reportedly provided two copies of its master voter list to DOJ and its 2024 voter history file. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD, and I'm one of them. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets, and it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just go to CB Distillery, and when you check out, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. At cbdistillery.com, promo code Tom. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations, but cbdistillery.com, 25% off with the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M.
No lawyer, no warning, just vanish in time. A student, a thinker, a voice in the crowd, now locked in a cell for speaking too loud. It starts with a whisper, a list, a decree, but it ends with a boot where your rights used to be. No due process, no democracy. The law must shield both you and me. If justice bends for power's sake, then every freedom's bound to break. Watch us fall. The rule of law is not a gift. It's not for sale.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Donald Trump's ICE agents took the wife of a U.S. Marine down in Louisiana who had just given birth 9 weeks earlier. This is mind-boggling. Her name is Paola Clautre of Baton Rouge. And she's here legally. She's an immigrant to the United States. Doesn't say what country she's from. I don't know. I would guess probably Brazil, but I'm not sure. But she went to the ICE office to check in with her husband, a United States Marine,
and their nine-month-old baby. She was given permission to be here. So this is the new trick that the ICE guys are doing because, hey, it's easy, right? You've got several million, I mean, literally several million people who have come into this country over the past 20 years who regularly come to the ICE offices and check in and say, yes, I'm still here. I'm still obeying the law. I have this job. This is where I work. This is where I live. I'm working on my green card, or I'm working on my citizenship. 2 minutes. And so what they do is when these people show up for their meetings, they say, you know, that permission that you have to be in the country, that work permit that you have, we're revoking it right now. And now, since you no longer have that permission, you no longer have that green card, you are illegal. You are in this country illegally, and we're going to arrest you and throw you in one of these private prisons where we pay one of these private prison companies that kick back money to Donald Trump and the Republicans $750 a day to keep you. I mean, you could put people in a fancy motel for that or hotel for that, but no. So this is wild. Elise Jordan, the Republican strategist on MSNBC, this is on the weekend, said, oh, my God. She said, and then on top of it, she gets snatched up because she's following the rules that were set out by the American government. This is crazy. This is just wrong. I mean, you know, this whole thing. Deporting people at the border, sending people back to Australia at the border because of something that he wrote about Donald Trump. Throwing this young woman. Now, she's in an ICE detention facility right now. She's lactating. She's nursing. And her Marine husband is having to bring their 9-week-old baby every few hours over to this ICE facility so that she can nurse the baby. Why can't they just let her go home with her husband, the United States Marine? Why can't they just let her go back to checking in with ICE every month and just, you know, being a, well, I would be willing to bet you that she's not a European ancestry white person. I'd bet a month's pay. And you know, that's the name of the game. I mean, that's what Stephen Miller is all about. Make America white again. That's what Donald Trump is all about. He just issued a new list of countries, some 30-odd countries that we're going to block immigrants or visitors from. Why? Every one of those countries is majority non-white. And, I'm guessing that they're going to continue adding to that list until there's not a single country on the list that has.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with me.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The food industry is constantly looking for new innovations to better produce for consumers. A recent advancement includes creating egg whites without the chickens. I'm Ben Jarboe at the Midwest Farm Report, and Wisconsin native Chris Landowski is a co-founder and chief technical officer for Onego Bio. He gives insight into how their new plant that is being built in Jefferson County will create many new jobs.
And that will support, you know, kind of through the factory, maybe some over 1,000 to 2,000 construction jobs during the manufacture for the building of the factory. And then once the factory is up and running, it's maybe 81 direct full-time manufacturing roles that will be supported from this factory. And of course, there is also other side support for different, you know, like we're buying corn sugar, for instance, that also supports some farmer or other person who supplies us other ingredients that we need to run our factories.
That's Chris Landowski, a co-founder and the chief technical officer for Onego Bio. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
Let me have your attention for just a moment. There's a few things that have changed at Zimbrick Chevrolet, Main Street, Sun Prairie. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke right here, a decade-long client of that location in Sun Prairie. That's where I go for service. That's where I go to secure a new vehicle. And speaking of a new vehicle, man, oh man, have they got the inventory. I just jumped online at Zimbrick Chevrolet and found out they've got more than 200 new rides waiting for you. I was talking with their new general manager, Dakota, too, and what I didn't realize is Zimbrick Chevrolet really cares about helping community members. So Chevrolet's got a military program. They've got a college program for those kids ready to head off to school or already in school. They've got an educator program because they recognize how hardworking teachers are. They've got first responder programs, all designed to make sure that you can get into a new ride affordably. Inventory very strong right now. Check it out online, ZimbrickChevrolet.com, or stop by Main Street, Sun Prairie.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's look at how the markets are moving midday this Monday. They're moving in a mostly downward direction, with cash corn down 9.5 cents at 435 and new crop corn down 7 cents at 436. Cash soybeans are down 2.5 at 1067.25, with new crop soybeans up 1.25 at 1056. July wheat contracts are down 6.5 cents at 537.25. Class 3 milk is also seeing losses, with July contracts down 12 cents at 1801 hundredweight, and August contracts down 14 cents at 1864 hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
More clouds than sunshine today. Muggy and warm, with highs reaching the mid-80s, and scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and again late tonight. Some of them can be strong to severe, bringing hail and high winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks.
Yeah. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards the power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court? They're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a backseat. Text fees may apply.
Trump and the GOP are stirring the flames. Flooding the zone with their lies and games. They peddle the hate, turn neighbor on kid.
35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Stephen in Pueblo, Colorado. Hey, Stephen, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. I've got good news and bad news for you.
Okay.
First, the bad news. A protester was shot in Salt Lake City.
I saw that headline. I didn't read the story. He died?
Yeah, he died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Who shot him?
Unfortunately, it was security. They were trying to shoot the gunman and missed.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, they hit the gunman, but they also hit him.
And the gunman.
The good news is.
Okay, keep going.
Pardon?
Who was the gunman? I'm not familiar with this story, Stephen. I saw a headline on Drudge, but I didn't have time to read the story. So tell me about it.
I don't remember his name.
Okay.
But the good news is that here in Pueblo, there was a woman who was arguing with protesters. She had a gun on her hip. And when she put her hand on the gun to release the strap, was the first motion of her hand. And then the second one, she started to pull the gun out of the holster. Security and people jumped on her and got the gun away from her. And so I don't know what her intent was, but it seems like, you know, if you're going to go into a crowd, start arguing with everybody and, you know, then go to, you know, pull your gun. I don't think you have good intent.
Yeah. This whole open carry also, thing is madness.
Yeah. I have a shotgun at home for home defense, and I have rock salt in it.
Mm-hmm.
It is loaded with rock salt. I really don't want to kill anybody or hurt anybody, but, you know, if you ever watch Kill Bill, you'll see where Uma Thurman gets hit with rock salt.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
Yeah, well, it'll knock a person down.
Yeah, and it hurts like also, hell when it gets under your skin.
Yeah, but at least you're, you know, defending yourself.
Yeah.
And you're not killing somebody. That's the way I look at it.
I understand.
And also, Alaska hit a milestone today. There's a heat advisory for Alaska.
Yeah, the first in history.
Yeah.
In fact, they're having to come up with new language so that the Alaskans understand what's going on.
Yeah.
85 degrees in Fairbanks, wasn't that it? Am I remembering right, or in Juneau, or I forget what city?
Let's see, I'm not really sure what it is. Yeah. 85 degrees in the interior, but it could feel like 110.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and in a state where the sun can shine all day. But
yeah, that's true. This time of year.
No. Other than that, we had a great rally here in Pueblo. There was one big guy. I call him Kegerator because he had that beer belly.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to pick a fight with me. But then he went to disrupt the speeches everybody was giving, and they walked him out. Mm-hmm. And on the way out, he punched somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So he got arrested, too.
Oh, good.
And, yeah, and Elon Musk wants us to believe that it's the left that is murderous.
Yeah.
You know,
X has become a sewer. I don't even read it anymore. I don't post over there anymore. I just abandoned the site. I still have my account because I don't want somebody to take my name. But it's just become so toxic. I mean, every time I'd post something, I'd get all these, MAGAs and bots from Russia and everything else. It was just awful. Stephen, thanks for the news and the report. Great to hear from you. Cece in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Cece, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Well, isn't somebody, my condolences to the representative, to Senator Hortman and her, well, she's gone, but her family.
Mm-hmm.
We want to always keep those in mind.
Yes, yes.
And also the family of the other that survived. His name was Hortman, I think.
Yeah.
And it's just a summer day, Tom. You asked a question, a facetious question, how low will these people go? They have no bottom. Trump has no bottom.
Yeah.
You can't even imagine how low they'll go.
Yeah.
But, Tom, what I really want to talk about is a religion. I haven't been to church in 5 years, and I'm good. I serve God without going to church because, I'm behind enemy lines right now helping my auntie with her husband in hospice. But I want to say with the churches, I don't hear any religious leaders speaking up against this violence. People need to just get prepared. People are going to die. And on this side, on the...
People did this weekend.
Left, right. Yeah, exactly. And so they're cranking it up, but we just got to be nonviolent and peaceful. We got to keep putting that message out there. You're not going to get it from the church. The church is all the problem. I would advise people who go to church every Sunday, take a Sunday off, watch some morning news, shows, what's the one on NBC or ABC, any one of them. Get informed. I mean, the church people have their heads in the sand. They've been misguided on certain on the way of Christ. And
I would encourage people to go to church and their pastors start preaching, right-wing MAGA-ism to simply, typically the pastor stands at the door to greet people when they leave. I would say to them, please start preaching more Jesus and less MAGA.
Yeah, and I've been, and that, Tom, that was what made me exit the door. The preacher, black preacher, by the way, I went to a mixed church, mm-hmm. black and white people, and the preacher was a black guy. He was a retired colonel. The last day I was there, I couldn't take it no more. He was preaching every Fox point he could come up with, mm-hmm. Like God put, Trump in office. This was back in 2000, when he was the first term.
Right.
President, and I left. Before I left, there was a older member. She was 80-something years old. She had been at that church for 30 years. And one guy went up there and gave a prayer, and he said, we're going to make America great again in his prayer. And and that was it for her. And I probably should have followed her out the door, but I hung in there for like 2 or 3 more months. And when that preacher gave that sermon, my stomach was, I didn't even know how I made it. The only reason I made it through the rest of the sermon, the service was because I had to close in prayer. And I was like, I didn't want to, stand out like that, but right. That was it for me. And I'm fine. I'm going to put my faith in the grace of God. And hopefully when I stand before him, he would understand. I just couldn't take being around those hypocrites. I mean, that's not love.
Look at what Jesus did in the temple. Churches. He came in, flipped the tables over, said, you guys are hypocrites. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, it's basic stuff. Where is the Catholic, the new pope? You got to make a statement. We got to,
yeah.
You know, because we're not going to pick up guns and go and shoot nobody. That's insanity. Nobody. Yeah. I mean, unless you're in a war. I mean, it just doesn't make sense that good people are so, supposedly. What did Martin Luther King say? It's not the evil of evil men, but the silence of good men that allows this evil to prevail. And that's what's happening. You got a lot of people just silent. And they, because they're silent, because they're going along with it. And I hate it that people will want to impose their religious beliefs on me without persuasion. You can persuade me, but don't be coming trying to make me believe in your abortion stance and you're going to take your gun and, you know, and demand that I follow your interpretation. Please, that's not freedom.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I absolutely
but I just
get it.
Wanted to, I just wanted to give my condolences to that the family, Tom. That's why I was holding on.
Yeah, I you know, I should have said that earlier, and my apologies to the families in Minneapolis.
Well, you can do it the next time, Tom.
Yeah, well, I'm doing it right now, too. We're all holding you in our prayers and sending you good vibes. Cece, thank you. So good to hear from you. Appreciate the story, too. That takes a lot of courage to share personal stories on the radio. Thank you. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Talk media for the rest of us. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. May 12th, the U.S. Department of Justice reportedly requested all the state of Colorado's records relating to the 2024 federal election and the preservation of records related to the 2020 election. The request may relate to President Trump's effort to free a convicted Colorado election official. The records request is massive. In November 2024, there were 4.65 million registered Colorado voters, 3.3 million of whom cast ballots in the presidential election. Then, consider the records from every electronic ballot tabulator, voter registration and verification documents for each voter, and more. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold told NPR, "What they're going to do with all this data, I don't know, but I'm sure they'll use it to push their ridiculous disinformation and lies to the American public," she said. There is speculation that it may be related to convicted Mesa County elections official Tina Peters, sentenced to 9 years for giving voting machine access to conspiracy theorists tied to MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. The week before the Colorado records request, DOJ was directed by President Trump to, quote, take all necessary action to help secure the release of Peters. To date, Colorado has reportedly provided two copies of its master voter list to DOJ and its 2024 voter history file. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
.com. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. And you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now, which is why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Just go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom. Welcome back to the calls here. Anita in Ludington, Michigan. Hey, Anita, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to tell some good news.
Okay.
And we had our No Kings protest in Ludington. And before our we've been protesting regularly every Saturday, but this, it usually we are getting over 60 crowd. Well, we had a ton of young people, 20 to 40 years old.
Oh, that's great news.
And we ended up with 1,000 people.
That is great news. I went to in Vancouver.
We're a town of 7,000. And just south of us, which is still in our same county, Pentwater, they're like 13 miles south of us. Their town has 800 people in the town. They had a protest with 400 people.
Wow. My mother-in-law would be very proud. She's 95 now and still as active as any of us. She's just great. And she used to live there in Pentwater, so I'll bet she's...
It was great. And well, and we had a local business person that supports Indivisible that he has a restaurant and he had tacos there, chicken tacos for donations to Indivisible.
Chicken tacos.
Yeah. My husband and I both had one and they were great.
Yeah, of course.
They were very good tacos. Plus it was just so funny.
Yeah.
And we read we had a loudspeaker and we read the Declaration of Independence, which if anyone hasn't read that lately, they should read it because it is so scary how close it is to what we're going through now.
Yeah. It's an echo from history. Yes, you're absolutely right. Anita, thank you. Thank you for sharing that story. That's marvelous. Aaron in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Hey, Aaron, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi there. I love Anita's story. That's great.
Yeah.
I used to protest quite a bit when I was younger, and back in the 70s and 80s, and I kind of gotten away from it as I've gotten older and more tired out, can't walk so good and stuff. But back during Trump's first term, I just had the protest. The parents had little babies away from their parents and stuff. And so I got my daughter, who was not too many years out of high school, and I says, hey, you've never been to a protest, let's go. So we get down there, and this is all new to her, and she's just, you know, amazed. And I says, now pay attention to what's going on. in the atmosphere, because the way things are going, you will be called upon to do this again someday.
Mm.
So we went through the protest, and she got her eyes opened up and everything. So for this, I haven't protested or anything. Up until this week, I thought, I got to go. I just got to go. I can't sit here with my walker and not do anything. So I was looking for one, and I couldn't find one close by. Couldn't figure out where it was at. And she got a hold of me out of the blue. She says, hey, Mom, there's the protest. Here's the address where you go. I have to work, but if you're interested. And I said, oh, that's great. So I got my No Kings hat, and down I go. And it's the biggest one I've ever seen in Cedar Rapids. Maybe there was some bigger ones. But I was so happy. I almost cried. I was so happy. There was a really good crowd. I think it was more than what I expected, a few thousand.
Mm-hmm.
And then she called me later. She had to go to work, and she says, well, I had my fiancé, her fiancé, Ryan, she says, I had him take me to work, and I told him to go down through the protest and see what it was like, because he'd never heard of it. And he had never seen a protest. He didn't know what was going on. And he didn't know you were supposed to honk when you drive through.
Mm-hmm.
And he got so jazzed. He says, oh, man, he says, we got to both do this next time, next opportunity.
That's great.
He said, well, unfortunately, there's probably going to be another one pretty soon because, you know, he does stupid stuff all the time. But I was so proud and so happy that the kids, you know, they were just into this all on their own. And it just made me feel good. And there was lots of young people there. There was other old people with their seated walkers like me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just great.
Oh, that's marvelous.
And one final note, it's made me think, back in the 70s when I started protesting, the people, the hecklers that would drive by would always be screaming stuff like, well, why don't you go live in Russia if you don't like it here?
Yeah.
You know, that was one of the things. And I'm thinking today now, well, that was a bad thing back then, but apparently it's a good thing now, according to our politicians that are in power.
What's that? Are you going to Russia to live?
Russia's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Russia's a good place now.
Yeah.
It was a bad thing back then.
Well, Trump's trying to turn America into Russia, so, you know, here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, how the tables get turned. But anyway, I was so happy, and I just wanted to share. That's the happiest I've been, I think, since the election.
That's marvelous.
And I just wanted to share it with everybody. So, hey, have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron. I'm so glad to hear that there were a lot of young people there. Louise and I went over to the park in Vancouver, and it seemed like initially, anyway, it was mostly older people, but I think a lot of younger people were showing up. It's just such a moment right now in the history of this country. Aaron, thanks so much for the call, and keep up the great work. I'll be back on the other side of the break with all of Bob Kennedy's people's lies. This is just astonishing, the people who are now in charge of your and my health. I'll tell you about that after the break, and we'll continue to take your calls. Stay with me.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Alba Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin,
chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night, I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. In Israel, air sirens sounding again this past hour. The IDF says to the north, Israelis taking shelter again after days of escalating airstrikes between Israel and Iran. In an exclusive ABC News interview, Jonathan Carl spoke with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Israel's leader says their goal is to destroy Iran's nuclear capabilities, saying Iran has not shown it's ready to make a deal with the U.S.
We're going to see if Iran is serious about dismantling their nuclear program, dismantling their missile capacity, dismantling the terror axis that terrorizes everybody in the Middle East and well beyond. If they agree to all of that, obviously, the war could end.
President Trump at the G7 summit in Canada says Iran must agree to a nuclear deal.
They have to make a deal, and it's painful for both parties, but I'd say Iran is not winning this war. And they should talk, and they should talk immediately before it's too late.
This is ABC News.